Our scripture this morning is from Luke 15, 11 through 20. Then Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me.' So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? And here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him."
Thanks, Judy. Richard, that was beautiful. Oh, man. My blood pressure went down about 10 points just sitting there, feeling that beautiful music. Jesus did most of his teaching in parables. A parable is just, it's just a story that is told with a single lesson, a single point to put forth. We call this the parable of the prodigal son. Prodigal just means wasteful. This is really a story of three people, isn't it? Father and his two sons. Let's see what we can learn from them and their dynamics for our own lives. Well, and since this is Labor Day, this is a story about work. One son who did work and the other son who didn't work. He said, "I'm bored. I want to have some fun. There's no fun on this farm. Daddy, give me my share of the inheritance." Truth be told, in Jesus' time, under Jewish law, the younger son would have no claim on the property. No claim on an inheritance. But Daddy gave it to him anyway. The young son, he was ready to finally live. He would get out from under his daddy's thumb and his older brother. So he took off. I kind of think of it in terms, he left the farms of Lubbock, Texas, and he headed to New Orleans. I don't know what your locale is, but think of it in those terms. The younger son, in spite of being raised on a farm in which his daddy and his older brother obviously worked hard, had not paid attention. He didn't have a work ethic. And it didn't take long for the younger son to waste it all. He made a series of bad decisions. Has that ever been you? Maybe not to that dramatic point, but haven't we all had a prodigal son episode in our lives? where we got to the point that this is not working for me. You've heard my prodigal story, though I won't go into that again. But each of us have that kind of story. Even the most upright of us have a time in which we were somewhat wastrel like the young son. I think that's sort of built into us. There is that yearning for something more, and there's that envy for what someone else has. There's that desire to get away from the humdrum and to seek excitement, and the younger brother did. But at his lowest point, the younger brother made one really good decision. He went home. If in your life now there is something that you need to go home with, do it. I don't mean necessarily in the physical way, but if there is some decision that you have made that you need to seriously repent of and be at peace with those around you, today would be a really good day to begin that homeward journey. He did, and in fact, he had to rehearse what he was going to say, didn't he? Can you imagine what was going on in his mind? Oh boy, I have wasted all that Daddy gave me. I'm going to go home with less than nothing. Let's see, what can I say? And he came to the conclusion that he would rather be a servant in his father's household than continue the way he was going. And he didn't have any reason to expect anything better, did he? That would have been generous of Daddy, just to receive him back in and set him to work with the laborers. He repented. Literally. Do you know what the word repent literally means? It means to turn, to go in a new direction. He literally changed directions. His life was not working. He realized it and he did something about it. It may not be a big decision in your own life right now, but my guess is if you're like most human beings, there is something going on with you right now that probably needs a minor change in direction. It could be a health decision. It could be a money decision. It could be a relational decision. But my guess is if you're like me, there's always something that you could change just a little bit and your life would be better. His life was not working. He realized it and he did something about it, and that took strength. It was not his weakness that brought him back home. It was his strength. Sometimes we feel if we go and make up with those whom we've had something against, that's a sign of weakness. We've given in. Have you ever felt that way? It's not. It's a sign of strength. To say, "I'm sorry," is not a weakness, it is a strength. To say, "I want to change things between us," is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. And that's where the reading that Judy read ended. But it was just beginning, wasn't it? What did Daddy do? Daddy said, "Bring me a robe, a ring, and the fatted calf. We're going to have a barbecue." And he got all prepared to welcome his son back. The older brother, on the other hand, was not ready to welcome him back. He did not welcome him back at all. In fact, he was angry at his father. You know the way he phrased it? He said, "This son of yours." He didn't say my brother. He said, "This son of yours has wasted your property and you bring him back like this." Can you just feel the anger and the bitterness coming from his older brother? And his older brother was filled with righteous indignation. He was right, wasn't he? Doesn't that feel good sometime to know that you're in the right? And to force that issue, "I'm right and you know it," that righteous indignation, it gets the blood to go in a little bit and your brain runs a little faster. It almost always leads to something bad, though. When you know you're right and the other is wrong and you press that, most often the results are not what you would really desire were you thinking straight. And in addition to that, he not only got on his little brother, he reminded Daddy how loyal that he was. "Yeah, while he was out wasting your money, I'm here working night and day and day and night trying to improve this farm." He was bitter at his brother. And the story leaves us not knowing if they were ever reconciled. What do you think? Do you think they were? Who would it have been up to do the reconciling? The younger brother. Yeah. When I read this story, I always try to add my own ending that yes, they were reconciled in the end. But human nature doesn't always work to that eventuality, does it? My guess also is that there may be someone in your family, in your circle of friends and family that you have not reconciled with in a long, long time. That may be the case right now. They may not come to you and seek your forgiveness for the wrong that they have done you. I want to encourage you today to go to that person and reconcile. But how about Daddy? How about Daddy? He was generous to a fault, was he not? Really? He probably knew that his younger son was going to waste the money. And yet he gave it to him anyway. He allowed his younger son to fail miserably. But he did not hold a grudge. And he was joyful to welcome his wayward, his prodigal back home. He showed love to his older son even in the midst of his anger, did he not? What was his only goal? Reconciliation. The father's only goal in this story is to reconcile with his two sons. What is this story really about? What was the point that Jesus was making when he told this parable, this story? It's about our relationship with God, isn't it? The father in this story is analogous. Jesus was trying to make a point about God and our relationship with God and how even when we fail God miserably, God is always there with open arms. The story is about how God has blessed us mightily with creation. The Father's farm had plenty. The Father's farm had plenty for everyone. And we have been blessed mightily with creation. The story is about how God gives us the freedom to fail. Remember recently we talked about the story of creation and how the story of Adam and Eve was really a story of freedom, was it not? That we have been set free to fail And we have also been set free to reconcile when we do. In this story, most importantly, is about the fact that God loves each of us individually in the way that we need. The younger son received what he needed from his father: acceptance, forgiveness, bringing back into the fold. And we can only hope that the story continues and concludes with the older brother being reconciled both to his father and to his little brother. The real story is this, though. God is always there, ready to provide the ring, the robe, and the fatted calf for a barbecue. God is always there to welcome us home. Amen.